You're listening to SBS News.
The pioneers of women's football in Australia stand proudly in the only photo of the La Trobe Ladies, founded in Brisbane in 1921. Found by Queensland University of Technology researcher Dr. Lee McGowan, it's possibly the first known photo of an official women's team.
And then all of a sudden I've seen these women's faces and just went, what's that? You know, and it's like my heart was pounding when I found that, because I was like, oh, this is fantastic. We've actually found something new, you know.
It's one of a handful of historic photos Lee McGowan has uncovered while looking for the origins of Australian women's football.
I think that when people can see how long women have been playing football for, they really start to take note.
The new pioneers are the national women's teams, the Matildas, who are taking Australian women's football to new heights internationally. Ray Downer is the head coach of the junior Matildas.
The work that Lee and his team at QUT have done in terms of the history project's amazing, and you know, to date the sport back for a century.
As women filled men's jobs during the First World War 100 years ago, they also took up football, setting up clubs in Britain and Australia. Lee McGowan uncovered photos of what's thought to have been the first women's representative match in Australia. It was played at the Brisbane Cricket Ground, today known as the Gabba, on 24th September 1921. The North Brisbane Reds beat the South Brisbane Blues 2-0. It was a huge event with about 10,000 spectators, but the good times didn't last. The English Football Association banned women from playing in late 1921, citing medical, aesthetic and financial reasons.
News filtered through, so in about February here in 1922 in Australia, decided that they would follow suit and make sure women knew that they weren't supposed to be playing football.
The historic start for women faded from memory. But by the 1960s, women were forming teams again, laying the foundation for today's Women's League and Matildas. 15-year-old Emma Ilioski is one of the junior Matildas and is about to go to Kyrgyzstan for the World Junior Women's Championship qualifiers.
Well, I think because it's such a big sport, you know, it's important to know the people that have come before us and helped us get to where, you know, women's football is at the moment.
The With the Ball at Her Feet project has just gone into extra time, with more funding to uncover more stories of a little-known football legacy. Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.